The ladies have been talking about sanitation. And we were thinking if the issue is equality, like you say it is, then maybe we ought to have equality in plumbing too. I mean, maybe we could make it a strike demand. Some of the ladies thought it might be a good idea to have a ladies auxiliary. Well, we'd like to help out if we can.
I think I can speak for all the brothers in saying we appreciate the ladies offering to help. But it's getting late, and I suggest that we table it. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
Just a question of when.
Why didn't you support her? You're the worst of the lot.
But Teresa, you can't push these things too fast.
You were pushing her right, pushing us right back in our place.
Why didn't you check this thing with me? It's embarrassing.
At least you didn't make a fool of yourself like Gonzalo.
It's not a bad idea to make sanitation one of our demands.
But honey...
Or why don't you just put a sign outside? No dogs, no women allowed.
Have you learned nothing from this strike? Why are you afraid to have me at your side? Do you still think you can have dignity only if I have none?
Talk of dignity. After what you've been doing.
Yes, I talk of dignity. The Anglo bosses look down on you, and you hate them for it. Stay in your place, you dirty Mexican. That's what they tell you. But why must you say to me, stay in your place? Do you feel better having someone lording you?
Shut up. You're talking crazy.
Whose neck shall I stand on to make me feel superior? And what will I have out of it? I don't want anything lower than I am. I am low enough already. I want to rise and to push everything up with me as I go.
Will you be still?
And if you can't understand this, you are a fool. Because you can't win this fight without me. You can't win anything without me. That would be the old way. Never try it on me again. Never.